Well, he's one of the most loved sprinters we've seen in recent years. He's won over $4 million in prize money, and we can't wait to see Lankan Rupee back at the track. He had a jump out this morning at Caulfield. His trainer Mick Price joins us now. Good morning, Mick. How did he go?
Morning, Michael. I thought the horse was pretty good. More importantly, Craig Newitt thought the horse's action was good. They were inside grass trials, so they were pretty tight. And he came back, he said, it's a bit skatey out there around the first corner, so I think the horse is aware of that. And, you know, he looked after himself a little bit, but the last furlong was nice. It was one of those trials. I mean, they ran 40.31 the last furlong and 11.01, and that was like 2 seconds quicker than most of the other trials. Clinton had a couple of horses there, Sweet Perfume and Danuki, that took off like rabbits. So we weren't out there to compete with that, but we were just there to have get him back to the trial, and his action was good. So I think if we trial next week, being the 18th, that gives me a bit of time to the 29th, and he may appear in the Bletchingley, I reckon.
And it'd be good to see him first up there. He's, what's he, 7 now, rising 8 physically. Yeah. How is he?
Well, look, he's bouncing around here like a 2-year-old. The whole thing about him is what he feels under pressure of race day. And if he hits out, he's going to win. And if he doesn't hit out, he's not going to win. But I think for everything we've seen from him, I've been happy enough. And, we'll have a good trial next week. I think they might even give us course proper trials next week here, which will be good. He'll have a good head out there in a couple of gallops, and he should turn up. I don't have expectations of him winning first up after such a long time out. He's got plenty of weight on him. But as long as we see him hit out and enjoy the day and get back, then we get sort of... August and September to play around with him in the good sprint races and see what happens there.
Is that something that you won't really know until you see him on race day, what he does under pressure?
Well, you get a feel, obviously, and this morning was good. He had the odd gallop in the last month where I sort of looked at it and thought, what's he doing here, you know? Not that there's prize money in gallops, but... Anyway, the more pressure you put on, the more you find out. And today's trial was good. And Craig Newitt was happy with his action, which is the main thing.
Well, all going well, would the Derby be his aim again? The last time we saw him was when he ran that nice fourth in the Derby.
Yeah, look, he's got the whole spring in front of him. I haven't got a specific target. We've needed to be safe and sound in the preparation that we've had. And then we need to see him on race day. So I'm just going to feel my way with him. But hopefully we get him to the 29th here and he has a good hit out and we have a good look at him and he enjoys it and then we're off and running.
How's Lone Eagle come through his last win?
He went straight to the paddock. He was good. He went straight to the paddock for a little freshen up and you'll see him, I think it's about the 19th of August in the Bain. Mm. And then we'll proceed from there. So hopefully he can run in the Dane Hill. And those sort of nice three-year-old sprint races, I don't think he's a horse that I need to go much past the 1,200 metres with. He's good.
Okay, so he's not a guineas hope for you. Have you got a guineas hope, do you think?
Mate, I've got a couple of nice horses that have won their maidens and nice three-year-olds where we put them out, get their timing right, and see how we go. The one at Ballarat, I can get those Chinese names mixed up. The Street Cry, Darazani, Jin Liao, maybe. Hopefully he can be a Caulfield Guineas horse, Mighty Boss, and we put him away. And, Ouyang Feng, he's another one. You know, they're nice horses. They weren't natural two-year-olds. But put them away and get the timing right for Caulfield Guineas. There we go.
Well, mate, great to get an update on Lankan Rupee. Speaking of those, I see you've got a first starter nominated on Saturday, Chai Yu. How does that go?
She is a nice Lonro colt, so if he gets a run, he'll run very well. I think he's a horse for the future. He's not a burning little two-year-old. He's a good, scopey Lonro colt. And, look, if it was a maiden, he'd go there and be hard to beat. So we'll just have a look at Saturday's race and work it out from there. But he's a nice colt.
An epic moment tomorrow?
Epic moment. His form's fully exposed with no improvement in him. He's had a wind operation, and which is why, you know, his form is only as good as it is. But sure, he'll earn something.
Good on you, Mick. Thanks for the update on Lankan.
Thanks. Thanks, Michael.
Mick Price with...